When Shirley Temple Black died earlier this week, many of the tributes to her mentioned one of the most famous scenes in American movie history, a dance on a staircase that Temple performed with Bill Bojangles Robinson in the 1935 movie The Little Colonel. They were the first interracial couple to dance on screen. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, their partnership was more than just a movie milestone.
He was in his 50s, she was 6. He called her darling, she called him Uncle Billy. Bill Robinson taught Shirley Temple his joyful, elegant tap dancing routines. She thought he was the perfect partner.
I want to do that too.
All right. Are you ready?
Yep.
Come on.
Shirley Temple Black told NPR in the 1980s that Bill Robinson taught her to feel the beat rather than count it out.
We held hands, and I learned to dance from Bill by listening, not looking at the feet. It was kind of a magic between us.
Say, you catch on quick.
He was unsurpassed during his lifetime.
N.R. Mitgang co-authored a biography of Bill Bojangles Robinson with the late Jim Haskins. He says Robinson was a star in his own right. He was one of the first black performers in vaudeville. His fans included President Roosevelt and Will Rogers. Famous hoofers looked up to him.
Gene Kelly and Fred Astaire both said that if it weren't for Bojangles tap dancing, they never would have been the tap dancers that they were.
So you have the pint-sized movie star Shirley Temple tapping up a storm with a giant of the art form, Bill Bojangles Robinson. But on and off screen, they were far from equal. Take The Littlest Rebel in 1935. Temple plays a tiny Southern belle. Film historian Donald Bogle says what's troubling about the movie is that Robinson's character, a slave during the Civil War, is made to seem clueless.
He has a moment when he's really asked about the war, and he seems completely befuddled that he doesn't understand it.
What does that mean, free the slaves?
I don't know what it means myself.
As in all Shirley Temple films, there's an abundance of optimism, especially in those dance numbers with Bill Robinson. Donald Bogle says black audiences had mixed reactions to Bill Robinson's Shirley Temple movies. They were happy he was getting work, but didn't like his image.
He is this kind of quintessential on-screen Tom figure.
Later in life, Shirley Temple said she wasn't fully aware of the racism Robinson faced when she was a little girl. Once, when they were both in Palm Springs working on a movie, she stayed in a private cottage, he in a room above a drugstore. When she asked him why he was staying there, he told her, "Don't fret, his chauffeur was staying there too." Despite all that separated them, Shirley Temple considered Bill Robinson a real friend.
Bill Robinson treated me as an equal, which was very important to me. He didn't talk down to me like to a little girl. And I liked people like that. And Bill Robinson was the best of all.
Goodbye, Aloysius. I'm going away.
I sure hate to see you go, Miss Rebecca.
Oh, I'll be back.
Sure you will, honey. And don't forget this.
I won't.
Bill Bojangles Robinson died in 1949. Makes sense that he and Shirley Temple would get along so well. She was Little Miss Sunshine. His favorite saying, everything's copacetic. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.